There is steady reporting today about climate change and the impacts of rising sea level on populations around the world. It's a time of uncertainty, predicted danger, and calculated catastrophe. In some ways, it resembles 13th and 14th century Japan. The Japanese people back then had heard for years and years that a terrible time was coming, a time when all could be lost, a time when the ways of life they had always known might change, and when the religious teachings that the people trusted might all disappear. Imagine that fear, the terror of the unknown. And then, when Mongols attempted to invade Japan and war broke out, with its illnesses and destruction, with plagues and violence, it seemed like the Japanese people were living out in real time the apocalypse foretold in Buddhist teachings. Religious art during these years sought to comfort the faithful. The art emphasized the presence of sacred beings as protectors and fierce guardians. New artistic tools and techniques heightened the realism of the works. From the early 9th century, wood sculptures were the norm, and they were typically carved from a single piece of wood. Gradually, the technique of joined piece construction came into fashion. Smaller parts of a total figure were carefully carved separately and then joined later. The ability to work on smaller elements like fingers, arms, or the curve of a nose gave the carver flexibility to depict much greater detail. Many of these sculptures became more lifelike. You can see heads and torsos with hollow cavities where glass or crystal pieces were inserted. Suddenly, there's an eye socket. When white paper and pigment were applied to the glass, lifelike eyes look back at you. Imagine walking into a dark temple lit only by candlelight, and from the corners, you see eyes glowing. It must have been startling.